Exceptional. It humbles you. It makes you feel good you're an American. And as the night went on, we got into the East Room where dancing was taking place, and I saw the First Lady and the President dancing, and there was like this large space around them where, you know, no one was like violating their space. And I grabbed the First Lady's hand and I said, "Put your champagne down." I said, "We're going to go dance right next to the President and the First Lady, because when the hell might we ever get this chance to do it again?" So we went out on the floor and we had a great time. And the President, when the song ended, the President came over and put his arm around my wife and I both. No, he did. And the First Lady, and they started talking. I mean, really plain talk. It was so enjoyable to talk to them. And he asked me about Minnesota and what I was doing, and I told him that Mr. President, I said, "I just signed my first proclamation Monday." "Really?" he said. I said, "Yes, I did my first proclamation to the Rolling Stones." They were in town Monday, and I was the first governor ever to declare Monday the 15th Rolling Stones Day in Minnesota. And the President and Mrs. Clinton were enthusiastic. They said, "Well, what were some of the whereases?" And I said, "Well, the most important one was, whereas Keith Richards is 55 and still alive."